The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, and of course, YouTube TV and SiriusXM Channel 158. Gil Alexander, live from Circa Resort Casino, downtown Las Vegas. Kelly Bidlin here as well. But hour number two on Thursday means but one thing. Unscripted with the crack man, Bill Krakenberger. Billy.
Morning.
Good morning, sir.
It's so nice to walk in. I just put a tweet up. Walking in the Masters and all the TVs out there. And then they gave you a little tiny one, but you're on there at least.
Oh, they put us up in between the Masters screens?
It's pretty cool, though. It's really cool. Like the whole sports book and, yeah.
By the way, let me just start with a tweet. Ice Cold Gambler. He says, everyone needs a friend like Bill Krakenberger who goes to the Masters to just buy his friends gifts.
I don't know who that guy is.
Yeah.
I touch a Bible on my parents' graves.
Yeah.
That's why I'm going.
That's why you're
How
going.
How can that guy know that, though? I didn't tell no one that.
Well, you kind of hinted at it in past. Yeah, last week you sort of said that.
Oh.
He took you at your word.
By the way, are you up to extra large? Or what size are you? No, sorry. No, I have a list. I'm going to put you on a list, though. I want to make sure you're...
Are you up to extra large?
Large?
Teetering.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, because the shirts are cut a little small.
Okay, we'll go extra large then if it shrinks and all that stuff. Yeah. Thank you, Bill.
No,
and by the way,
let me just... What color would you like? A nice pink?
No. Yes, right. What color would you like
for the
Masters?
Jeff Schwartz asked me on my Fox show. I was shocked. You know, Jeff's a big guy.
Yeah.
Played in the NFL, 6'6". He's the only one. He's like, Bill, can you get me a pink one?
Are you kidding me?
No, I swear to God.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Jeff Schwartz, pink.
Jeff, have you heard of the Masters before?
Yeah.
So here's the deal. So you do this hour with us, which, by the way, can't thank you enough. Again, not only every week, but this week particularly, because you are headed to Augusta after this. You have a how do you fly to Augusta from here, by the way?
American Airlines.
Yeah.
Flies to Charlotte. Charlotte's the connector. And they have, like, I'm on one of those little prop planes.
Oh, into?
I guess.
Right into Augusta?
It's an hour flight.
Okay.
58 minutes or something.
Now, explain to us how these prices have soared now.
For the Masters?
Yes.
I put a tweet up yesterday. I don't know what happened. This is, you know, I've been there before. I'm lucky enough to get a pass for $500 for Friday and Saturday because I have a friend, you know, that's a big reseller of tickets. But something happened this year, and it only happened last Sunday. The demand has went up so much that even StubHub, you could do a search, even StubHub has, like, the cheapest today was $16,000 I've seen for one day.
One day pass.
One day. Yeah.
On secondary markets, $16,000.
I know someone that actually was going there that resold 2 days for $32,000 to a seller that's going to resell it for $40,000 for 2 days. A guy's coming over from Japan.
Amazing.
And that's what it is. There's a lot of European, there's a lot of Asian, international flying people coming in. They didn't expect this demand, I guess, for these tickets. Out of control prices over there. And you can Google it. It's never been like this. Last year, it's four times more than last year. Like, I thought we were in, like, a recession. Listen, Vegas, we don't feel it. Because
the economy's going great, Bill. I don't know if you've noticed.
Yeah, no, but we don't feel it in Vegas. We're like one of those fake economies. I always say it.
But here's the thing about the Masters. Like, and we can only speak from a North American standpoint because I don't know how many of us know every single sporting event that occurs everywhere in every corner of the world. Maybe there's something equivalent to this, but I sure don't know what that is because for us anyway, there is nothing. I mean, can you think of any? Even the Super Bowl is not quite like this, right? This is its own unique thing. It is obviously one of four golf majors, but it is the one that has by far the most lore. The others obviously move around. That's the first thing, right? This is in its own spot. And it is just, it has taken on obviously they say it's a tradition unlike any other, but it's taken on a lore unlike any other. And we're old enough, you and I, where we've actually, I said the 89th Masters, we remember half of them now.
You know,
think about that.
You're right. You're right. And the guy that he's went 32 straight Masters with his son, and he's the one that sold his tickets. And his 17-year-old son now, he was yesterday on the phone with me really upset. He's like, I don't know what to tell my son. I don't know. He's going to be really upset. He, you know, I don't know how to break it to him that he's not going to be on the Masters course on Thursday, Friday, but he'll be out there Saturday and Sunday. And I was like, are you out of your mind? Yeah. Tell him you're going to buy him a car. You know, seriously.
Yeah, really.
He's 17.
Yeah.
You're getting $32,000 for tickets that are that you got for.
We're still going Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah. He's like, I'm so upset. The kid's been to five majors already.
Yeah.
He's been to the Super Bowl. Like give me a break.
Oh,
give him,
God.
You know. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, good for that kid.
No, it's just, I think I'm going to unbutton. I kind of look like the Fruit of the Loom grapes here. Let me get this. I think I'm going to, remember that?
Fruit of the Loom grapes. The plum. That's right. By the way, why did the grapes stand out in those Fruit of the Loom commercials? That's all I remember, too.
Yeah, the grapes.
But there were other fruit.
I think there was a plum. That's why.
Yeah. By the way, just a Masters update. Aaron Rye, in his debut, is 3-under through 7. He is tied with Joaquin Neiman, who's 3-under through 4, and now Steven Yeager, who is 3-under through 7 as well. So those three guys, and they have a 2-stroke lead over the rest of the field.
Scheffler, 1-under still?
Scheffler is 1-under through 2. Yeah, he's just birdied 2. So he's off to a good
start. How do you bet Scheffler? How do you take 475?
That's the problem.
You know, I've seen 5.25, but then yesterday I seen as low as 3-1. Imagine this 3-1. I want to lay it. I lay it for a giant, giant amount.
Well, I heard Mike Palm was on By the Books this morning with Dave Ross and Jensen Lewis here on our air. And he said, like, you know, when he's talking about liability, interestingly, they have very little exposure to Scheffler because of what you just said. The number was so short that people really didn't bet him all that much.
Yeah. No, I seen a couple golfers on there. You know, the hold at Circa, unlike probably any other sports book, gets better and better towards the event. So Monday, I don't know the numbers. Maybe it's 22.5% Monday, and then Tuesday it goes down. But by Wednesday, it's like 15%. I wish I knew the actual numbers because certain ones were like 12%. So it could be like that, but the hold here, and they have yes and no, which is great. I love when you could bet the no, because the no is right. I mean, if you have a lot of money, just deposit. If you have millions of dollars, you're going to make money. Just put no on, you know, and mostly, you know, all the guys that are like, literally, there's so many guys that you could put no on. It's a lock. I mean, you know, like Tiger Woods isn't playing this year.
Yeah.
At least everyone's happy. No one's going to be stiffed by a tip. But, you know, literally you can put no on Tiger. You can put no on Mickelson. I mean, you know, you can put no on these guys. And that's the right bet, by the way.
Correct.
Nobody bet no. Nobody. Because no one's going to lay 400-1.
Yeah.
You know, no one's going to do that. But
Aaron Rye goes to 4-under now through 8.
Wow.
Calm it down, Aaron Rye.
Yeah.
Come on. Relax already. Jesus. 4-under through 8. In his debut, once again, no debutant ever has won a Masters since 1979, and Fuzzy Zeller. Mike Palm also, and I'm going to get the odds wrong on this, but he said that the one golfer in the field that they would have the most liability on was Matt McCarty, who has very little chance of winning this.
Yeah.
But somebody who knew the kid or whatever the story was decided to bet on Matt McCarty, and he wanted to put I can't remember what the odds were, but he wanted to put down a bet that would have been an $8 million score.
$8 million.
And I think what Mike Palm said is that they gave him a quarter of that. So if Matt McCarty somehow wins the 89th Masters, it would be $2 million out of Circa's pocket.
Well, I know who I'm rooting for.
just because your DNA is to root against the book.
Yeah. I mean, listen, we root against books, but we know in the end.
Yeah,
God
of course.
Blesses the bookmaker.
Of course.
I mean, the Duke game. You know how much money they made on Duke?
Oh, man.
I talked to some people around town. I'm not going to mention no names. Big people around town. And it was one of the most profitable days in the history of their sports book.
Talk about when Duke lost.
When Duke lost.
Yeah, the semifinal.
Yeah, when Duke lost in the semifinals to Houston, right?
Yep.
When Duke lost that game, the money line, yes, that was big. People try to enhance their parlays. But this book told me everything they had on Duke futures, that was their scariest risk, was to get that. If that came home, you know, it was going to be bad for the book. They'd still make money, believe it or not, but it would have been cut into their profits, you know, so much that they had a giant, giant day.
Here's something you're talking about. So Sport Trade, right?
Yeah.
We know Sport Trade. Someone has a Twitter account, Sport Trade Now, which goes through some of the huge bets. We always say these are Rufus's bets because we think they're Rufus's bets. Yeah. But to your point, like, here's one. Victor Hovland, right?
Perfect.
Victor Hovland to not win the Masters.
Perfect.
That's all the bet is.
Yeah, he used to be great.
Just can't win the bet is that he will not win the Masters.
Yes.
Minus 5,456, minus 5,456 is the odds. So whoever this was, Rufus, $97,000 bet to win 1778.
Yeah. There you go. So,
by the way, this isn't even the most dramatic. There are some of them that are even more nutty.
See,
than
so
this.
If you have that kind of money,
here's one. Cam Smith, same sort of thing.
Cam Smith,
$97,000 to win $12.77 and 60 cents. I might add,
that's a little scarier to me. But yeah, Cam Smith, 97. Just you pick up $1,200. But you know,
or as Rufus calls us, or as someone like Rufus calls us, bankroll building.
There you go,
Minwoo Lee, right, to not win the Masters, 97 large to win 1778.
Now, you do realize that those three now, all the listeners, a good portion, are rooting for them to win.
Oh, 100%.
Just naturally. They 100%. Root against someone. Like, you know, God forbid Fezzik put that up there. Oh, my God. It'd be the biggest thing
Fezzik
ever.
Or, how about this one? Phil Mickelson to not win the Masters. 49,750 to win $250.
Now, that's, let me tell you why it's really good. That was 450. I looked at that, by the way. I almost dumped my entire account on that. But it was minus 450. You're like, I almost literally, I said to myself, and I have a good amount in Circa. I said, what am I going to win? A couple $100? You know what I mean? Like, but that is good. Now, that's only minus 199. That is good. I hate to say it's good. There's no way Phil
Mickelson
is
winning. But if the bettor, whomever he or she is doing this, if they find it to be value, value is value.
The value is on the know.
Yeah.
Almost anything when you bet these type of markets.
More with Billy. Bill Krakenberger right here on A Numbers Game next.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Numbers Game live from Circa Resort Casino, downtown Las Vegas. Ready to get in on the action. First Bet has you covered. Sign up now to access exclusive promotions. Bet on hundreds of thrilling horse races every day, right from your phone or computer. Visit firstbet.com. That's the number one, stbet.com. Use promo code VSiN200 to score a 20% rebate on all your wagers for the first 60 days up to $200. Don't miss out. Start betting today at firstbet.com. So funny now. As soon as you said you're doing this for everybody, J&J Watering Hole on Twitter. I'll be in town next week, Bill. 2XL green, please. And then Fezzik via text. Our buddy Steve Fezzik. He says, guys, just an FYI, I'm right between large and extra large right now. Just thought you might want to know.
Fez has lost a lot of weight from the last like 5-6 years. Yeah.
Yeah, but he absolutely has. And that's all because of his wager with Todd Wishnev, where they lost an obscene amount of weight together.
Yeah.
But Fezzik is now hovering right around the 210 mark, and he keeps saying, like, every other day, he's like, oh, I'll be 199 in 2 days.
Oh, if he's 210, he's getting extra large. He's out of his mind.
Yeah, he's like, I'll be 199 in a day and a half.
For the aluminum guys with a large. Yeah.
Yeah, he's like 210.
A buddy of mine just texted me. He said he's listening, and he said, tomorrow's 10,000. He hasn't seen cheaper than 10,000. He's in Augusta.
So 16K today, 10K
tomorrow.
10,000 tomorrow.
Believe it or not, the cheapest day is 9,000 on Sunday. 9,000. That's insane. I mean, come on. It's out of control.
But I think there's a lot of people listening that even hearing that price, they're like, well, it's still this one bucket item list that I've never checked off. I still might do it.
Listen, I have a friend that I had on my podcast
once.
And no, I had a friend on my podcast 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, and he's the largest seller of Augusta Masters tickets out there. He's in Augusta. He owns like 6 houses in Augusta. He rents them all out for the Masters, sells tickets. Listen, 2 weeks ago, you could have got tickets for like 2,000 each day. I mean, so this is just crazy. And, you know, I don't want to do a shameless plug for the guy, but.
Would you like to do a shameless?
They can't get him now. Why get him? Yeah.
How many bets do you have going the Masters?
Not many. Yeah. Not as many as you'd think. Probably about 5 or 6, 7. I mean, and I don't even know. Like the when I came in here, you know, you see it at 7:30 a.m. You're saying, "Wow, this guy's on hole 12." Like they started so early. Did everybody start?
No, not everybody yet. We still have some guys who have yet to tee off. There's a bunch. So it's still super early. And again, guys like Scottie Scheffler only threw 2 or 3 holes. So
yeah.
it's the It's the first round, and it's early in the first round.
Yeah, no, it's hard to make win bets on a tournament. Even if the circle hold is lower, like I said, than a lot. But if I put all my side by side, put all my accounts, every single sports book, and I looked last night, 11 o'clock last night before I went to bed, 12 o'clock, and for an hour I was just looking at the win odds for each place. It's impossible to even the hold is so much. You're better off just betting straight bets, matchup or over under on the total score or something like that. Then betting these win bets, which I know. And listen, I have no problem with someone sprinkling a little bit, throwing a few bucks on a win bet, but that's what everyone wants to do. And by the way, they want to throw in the win bet of the Masters, the win bet of the Super Bowl, the win bet of the World Series. I'm dead serious. Mm-hmm. I have a friend back east in Long Island that he made a score on
you
this.
You mean parlaying them?
Parlays.
Oh, yeah.
He made a score on
you know
this.
Who loves these cross-sport parlays is Felica.
Oh, really?
Oh, man. He'll go crazy on them.
Yeah, he made an $80,000 score once when FanDuel first opened. He's probably giving back the 80. No, he bets $1,000 parlays.
Chasing the high.
Yeah, chasing that high.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And, he won that first one.
But I understand the thrill of it for those folks because oftentimes, right, like, and then they'll throw in, I know in Felica's case, I don't want to speak for him, but, like, a lot of times it'll be a golf tournament, a tennis tournament, right? So if you hit those and then you have this long, sports season awaiting.
And, not just because it's Chris, our friend.
Yeah.
Because I just said you could sprinkle a little bit. I have no problem with you rooting the whole season, having fun.
Yeah, that's what.
Now you have
to
root for the whole season for $100 or something.
Right.
I have no problem with you doing that. If it stops you from overbetting something else,
bang,
absolutely do it.
So that point that you just made is when I don't really get into Fezzik with it. He's obviously an anti-parlay guy. Famously, three reasons he says to why you should bet a parlay, and he goes on about that. But one of the things that I always say is undefinable in that calculus is just what you pointed out, which is there are a lot of folks out there, right? And you can't, I don't know if you can't quantify this, right? Because you don't know what they would have bet. But there is part of this calculus where it's like, okay, let's just say it's a Saturday and they bet a 14 parlay in baseball, right? And I don't know how many people this applies to, but if they hit the first couple legs, some of those folks will just chill the rest of the day, hoping the rest of that goes through, and it will prevent them from betting other stuff that they would have lost on anyway. Right?
That's right.
So there is that that's also thrown in there. So there's some hidden pluses in the most bizarro way that we can't really define.
Yes,
but
I
what
agree.
You're talking about is full season stuff also, which might take someone off from betting daily baseball or daily whatever.
Right. So Gil will make you laugh. It's a funny thing, really. It wasn't planned out this way. So, my brother-in-law and my sister-in-law came to town. They're staying for a week. And I was going to get them. I can get them a room on the Strip. I said, no, they wanted to stay with us. So they're here now.
How did you take that, by the way? Were you happy about that?
And I'm leaving. And my brother-in-law's a great guy. Retired Secret Service agent. He's a tough guy.
Yeah.
And but now they're asking me, can you give us plans what to do every day? They have no idea what to do.
Oh, man.
So I'm giving them all my cards so I don't have to pay to park. You know what I mean? Which people should do. If you have friends or anything, if you're a local here in Vegas or if you have a certain rated card, get extra cards. Give them to your friends. Let them park for free. Don't let them pay for parking in the casino. So I'm giving them all my cards. But I actually feel bad because I'm on the Strip every day. I know what to do. You know what I mean? I know where I would take them. And downtown is one of them, by the way. Let me tell you something. 10 years ago, I would never recommend anyone come downtown. Now, Circa, look at this place. When you see this sports book, it's the Mecca.
Museum? I mean, all kinds of stuff.
Our Mob Museum, which I thought was a gimmick. I really did. I said, this is going to be a, tchotchke mob. I actually think they did a great job.
Oh, they did.
You walk in, you can get the guided tour. You need hours to go, hours and hours. Yeah. They got like the electric chair where they got the wall where the St. Valentine's Day Massacre happened. They have the wall with the holes in it, mm-hmm. The bullet holes. They turned the guys all around. They thought they were federal agents, and they were part of, I think it's Capone's gang, and that was Bugs Moran's gang, and they put them against the wall and murdered them. And the wall's here. I mean, pretty cool.
It is funny, though, because I have family in town, too, and the last time my cousin's daughter was in town, right? I did everything with her and her brother. Like, I would go to shows with them, concerts with them, right? It was a different thing. But now, like, now she's in town, she's with her new husband and stuff, and I'm just like, yeah, go here, go there. I'll catch up with you guys.
I had to make him a list. Yeah. I told him to go to the Pinball Hall of Fame. I thought it's a cool place. I told him to stop there. I told him like different things. I actually said, I'll buy them tickets. You know, people ask me all the time, oh, can you get me tickets to something? I pay. Like if the Eagles this weekend, I told them they should see the Eagles. That they're that good. I seen the Eagles at the Sphere.
And the Sphere is that good.
I seen the Eagles last weekend at the Sphere, and it blew me away. I never expected that.
I saw it about a few months ago.
It had to blow you away. It had to be like, wow, they were harmonizing together. I didn't even realize.
Vince Gill's with him.
When Don Henley comes off the drums and the six guys there playing guitar, what's his name? I'm trying to think. Joe Walsh.
Joe Walsh was this highlight of the whole show, I thought.
He can't really talk that well. He has some problems. You know, he has a lot of physical problems, Asperger's, and he has like a form of dementia. He's got a lot of problems. And he partied like a maniac. He talks about it.
But he
sung Rocky Mountain Way and Life's Been Good to Me. He sung his solos. Don Henley sung Boys of Summer.
Life's Been Good to Me sounds as great as it ever has.
I thought it was great. I thought the show was fantastic. The visual.
Yeah.
You actually got dizzy, depending on where you were sitting, a little bit.
So here's a little pro tip. If you're coming to Las Vegas and you should absolutely go to the Sphere. The Sphere is this unbelievable large sphere that sits in the middle. It's iconic now in Vegas. And it's all LED screens. Everyone is a tile of its own, and so the visual is almost more amazing than the concert you're watching.
It's amazing.
The only bad seats are under the first floor overhang. Don't sit there. Anywhere else is great. Even way up top, where if you're scared of heights, it's a little scary. You might get a little
very
vertigo.
Very steep,
but it's fantastic. I thought with the Eagles, and I'm not a monster Eagles fan, but it was still worth it. You're right, Vince Gill, who had a whole solo country career, now playing with him. I did think. And the thought occurred to me that the first half of it visually was so spectacular. And I almost pictured Don Henley and his massive ego then saying to the producers, okay, for the second half of the concert, make them watch us play music. Because I do think it tapered off after that.
Yeah. You know, you could be right about that. Yeah.
Which is no problem with that. I'm just saying, I thought that it was heavy loaded up front.
Yeah, and by the way, you're absolutely right. You don't ever want to sit in the 100 section. Right. I say the whole 100 section out, unless you want to be close to the band, you know, but that doesn't give you the real good experience. I sat in 311, perfect section.
I think that might have been my section,
perfect
too.
Section for when they're driving the road. It was just perfect. They opened up with Hotel California. It just blew the audience away right away. So 300 is the good section, 200 or 300.
Agree completely. More Unscripted with Bill Krakenberger at Bill Krakman with a K on Twitter. Coming back.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Aaron Rye threw half his round, half his first round at the Augusta National, 89th Masters, and he's 4 under. Steady as she goes. 4 under, 1 stroke lead over Steven Yeager, who's 3 under through 7, and a 2 stroke lead over a quartet of golfers, Joaquin Neiman, Scottie Scheffler, 2 back, Jordan Spieth, and Tyrrell Hatton. All 4 of those guys, name golfers, 2 strokes back, early stages of the Masters, but that's where the leaderboard is right now. My first round leader, Minwoo Lee, still at even par, still on his first 9 through 6 there. So work to do.
On this day, 2 years ago, I was at the Masters on my little go-kart.
That's right, your little scooter.
Right in front of Magnolia Lane there. And
we had you on camera.
I was waiting for one of those, say, hey, no filming.
So this is, this is a big thing when you talk about how much money it is. Is it worth it? Like if someone was listening, okay, that's great. It's a lot of money. But like, should I do it once?
Not now. No way.
No, it's not worth it.
Now, next year, I'll just tell you ahead of time. Yeah, call Marcus, my buddy Marcus. Call him ahead of time. You're gonna get normal prices if you're
what's a normal
6 months.
Price now? A couple grand?
2 grand.
Okay.
Yeah. Two. And by the way, the best days to go is not what you think. Probably Wednesday. Wednesday's the most expensive though. It's a little bit more, like $2,500. But Wednesday, when the golfers are out there with their kids, and you know, they're and even Monday, Tuesday, practice rounds, you can bring your phone. You can't bring your phone during the tournament. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
They get your phone at the front.
Not only do they get your phone, if you're caught with a phone, they demand your master's badge, and you're going to be gone forever. You're never going to get that ticket again. Whoever holds that ticket, and by the way, could be some of the golfers giving them to their buddies or whatever.
Yeah.
I'll say giving. I'll be nice. They're not getting back on the course again. There's certain things that you do, you know, that you can't, you know, Masters is just holds to a higher standard. And by the way, once you go outside the gates, the town's a dump. I mean, it's you can't get like it's all fast food and you know, the motels. And the motels are ridiculous. They're $600, $500.
To stay at like a travel lodge or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, and once the Masters is over, next week you can stay for $79.
We get tweets at Beating the Book. Chris of St. Bart's. Hey, Bill, get Masters tomato pie. It's no Pepe's, but good for $3.
I don't know how he even knows. Unless he must have heard something. That's brand new this year. By the way, do I have the price? The prices for the Masters food is fantastic. Absolutely. You know, it's nothing crazy. It's nothing like crazy food, but the food prices are decent. They're not, they don't bust you out. There it is. Look at how beautiful this is. All right. So for the egg salad, which I prefer, $1.50. The pimento cheese, $1.50. The barbecue sandwich, $3. The tomato pie he's talking about, which is brand new this year, $3. The Masters Club chicken salads, $3. Ham and cheese on rye, $3. Listen, I want to tell you, though, the secret here, the thing that they have in it, there it is. Georgia peach ice cream sandwich, $3. There's nothing like these things.
Georgia peach ice cream sandwich.
Just Georgia peaches. So, yeah, it's really cool. They keep them prices low. And by the way, the Masters ticket, what do you think a Masters ticket costs? The real cost of it, if you win a lottery or you can buy them, only certain families, they pass it down like rent-controlled buildings in the city. You know, you pass them down, $140.
That's
how much it really costs. $140, or you could pay $16,000.
Scotty Scheffler, who is two strokes back here in the early going of the Masters, live line to win it now down to 3-1.
Wow, that's crazy. I want to lay it.
But there's going to be some people right here, right now, who are like, he's two back.
Right.
Yeah, I better get the plus 300 right now.
Why I had why I rent one of those scooters, which is it's a must. The difference between the lowest and highest point at the Masters is 175 feet. But that's not, it says nothing about the hills over there. Like the hills are ridiculous. Just to walk the course, the hills are, it's the most, probably the most, out of all the tour stops, probably the most treacherous course to walk.
Where did you plant yourself? Amen Corner? Did you have a spot?
I love it. You know, it's amazing there. Once you see Amen Corner, it brings a tear to your eye. So this is why when you see these, the azaleas, the flowers, and just knowing what has happened on these holes. And I believe it's the 16th hole. You know, during practice rounds, the golfers try to skim it over the lake and get it onto the thing. It's really fun. It's a great experience. That's why I like going that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. But I didn't want to miss the show here today. This is what I do.
Lawrence Gratkins on Twitter talking about the cross-sport parlays. He goes, MGM, DraftKings, cash outs after three wins in 14 parlays allow for great arbitrage opportunities. Maybe he's not even talking about cross sports. Maybe he's just talking about them in general.
Guys are great. Look, they put the price board, the menu board up there.
There it is. Egg salad, $1.50. Pimento cheese, $1.50.
Yeah. No, they're great. That's something they're known for. But yet the golf shop, there's a line out to the gate sometimes almost. It's ridiculous, the line to the golf shop. But, you know, you can only get them stuff, I'm not really talking well. You can only get those things at that Masters golf clubhouse, you know, the t-shirts and by the way, everyone loves the t-shirts too, and the t-shirts are good. They're like $30-$40, so you might be getting a t-shirt but you can only get them there or on eBay. Now there's a lot of people that go there, and I met a guy last year. I'm not ratting him out, but I met a guy that knew me. And he goes, hey, Crack, how are you? And he was talking to me. And I seen the stuff he was getting. I was like, because they have a new policy, they have a new procedure now. You can put everything in boxes and ship it home. You don't have to take it with you and carry it anywhere. You just pay they have girls outside, they'll box it up. This guy bought so much stuff. I was like, wow, you have a lot of friends. He goes, oh, I'm actually in the resale business. I sell all this stuff. Like, what a great idea, though.
Yeah.
You know, he's making thousands and maybe making 10,000, maybe more, just to resell Master stuff.
John A. Cornell Jr. I pull over to watch your segment with crack every week when driving to the office so that I'm intentionally late.
Oh,
clients
wow.
calls. Clients calls get returned. Thank you. Fairway.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Fairway Fred. He said, well, you said, he said, practice rounds are way better. Watch the players skip it across the 16th hole pond. Bill Jacoby. I was lucky enough to attend the Masters in 2016. Top five takeaway. The bathrooms ran like machines.
Oh, there's many people in there.
Long lines move quickly. Never seen anything like it.
It's unbelievable. He's right. The bathrooms. They're like circa bathrooms. They're clean. Someone's always in there cleaning, and they get you through. It's amazing.
So, what do you mean? Is there someone in there encouraging you to move it along?
Yes.
Like, really?
They really are. There's like five guys in the bathroom cleaning at all times.
Okay.
He's right. Very good.
Okay, that's
very
enough. Observant. You've been here long enough. Go.
Okay.
Vegas regular. The trick at Augusta is to get a pimento cheese sandwich and a chicken sandwich and combine them.
Ooh.
Then chase it down with the Georgia peach ice cream sandwich plus
wow.
EV.
There you go. The old combine. Yeah, he's right about that. I love it. Love it. So listen, I want to talk about a couple people.
Yes.
One you know. Mm-hmm. We'll start with the one that you know. Jimmy the Prop Guy.
Yes.
I haven't seen him in a couple of years.
Oh, no.
I went to go see him the other day. First time. He has a new business. He's out of the prop business. He made a lot of money. The guy made tons of money. And
Jimmy the Prop Guy did not like it when we talked about certain things on the show.
Yeah. He still doesn't.
Yeah.
He's sick. He's a sick guy. No, he's out, and he bought a nice business. So we went over to the pizza place over there where his business is, which is called Good Pie, which is one downtown too.
It's famous, Good Pie.
Oh, is it famous down here? God, how can I not know that?
Oh yeah, people love Good Pie.
Well,
there's evil pie and there's good pie, right?
I've had evil pie. Good Pie blew it away.
Yeah.
I went to that Good Pie local place. I was surprised by the prices. Now, if I'm getting surprised by the prices, what does you know, I mean, it was $6 for a slice of cheese, $7 for a slice of pepperoni, $7 for a Sicilian slice. And I thought it was a lot of money for local. That's local Las Vegas.
Yeah.
$7 for a slice. But it is what it is. I guess that's the price.
Sounds like you thought it was worth it, though.
My cousin on the boardwalk in Jersey blows away most of the pizzas in the United States. He's $3.50. I mean, I don't get it. Anyway. The pizza was excellent.
I knew that was the end of this.
The pizza was actually really good.
Yeah.
But I was surprised they didn't take cash.
Oh.
Unbelievable. Local place not taking cash. Good Pie.
It's happening.
Credit card only. I was like, wow. And then they were so nice in there. The service was great. Pizza was great. I didn't mind. I paid. Jimmy never changes. But, no, I mean, you know, he made a comment, too. He made such a good comment. I wrote it down, but, of course, I don't have it now. He said, at this point in his life, I said, hold on, I have to use that on air. And of course, I don't have it written down. He said, at this point in his life, though, here it is. He wants to maximize happiness over money.
100%.
You know, 100%. He's approaching like 70, or he might be 70. He looks every bit of 70. Sorry, Jim. It is what it is.
Jimmy, really? He looked great back in the day.
He got old.
Oh. Yeah.
Sorry.
Sorry, Jimmy.
I love making fun, teasing Jimmy. But he was so happy to see me. And that's part of his maximizing of happiness, he said.
Yeah.
He hasn't seen me in a couple of years. He was so happy to see me, but yet he still didn't pay. So
who's the guy I don't know that you want to talk about?
Oh, yeah, we'll get it. Well, it's only on the backside of the break. I like something he said, too. So, I never heard no one say that. At this point in my life, I want to just max.
Don't you feel that way the older you get?
You know, I still want to make money.
Well, we all do.
I don't have
you
enough money to retire.
Yeah, but as you see the...
But I mean, I live stupidly.
As the finish line gets closer, as one might say.
Yeah.
Don't you feel that way?
You know, yeah, I guess I do. But I'll never stop betting sports. I love it.
Oh, no. Dude.
I enjoy it too much.
What the heck?
I mean, if I live like a normal person, I'd probably have enough.
What the heck would we do if we didn't do that?
Yeah, I'll always bet. I'll bet to the end.
Bill Krakenberger at Bill Crackman with the K. Wisecracks, the name of his podcast. Coming back.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Back on the numbers game, live from Circa. Time for our G-Bank best bets of the day, courtesy of G-Bank, the official bank of VSiN. My Masters bets are sparse. I don't have that many of them, but I do have some. Sepp Straka, outright, 70.5-1, and Rory McIlroy added last night at plus 750 to win this. Rory, I believe, yet to tee off, or if he is, he's just about to. Top 10, Sepp Straka at plus 554. And first round leader today, Minwoo Lee at 39-1. And let's just say that doesn't look that promising right now. Minwoo Lee still even par through seven, four shots behind the leader, Aaron Rye, who sits atop the leaderboard with a one-stroke lead at 4-under over Steven Yeager, who's 3-under through eight. Neiman, Scheffler, Hatton, all at 2-under, two strokes back. Kelly's on the Pacers tonight. His one foray into the association tonight. Again, the last days of the 2024-25 NBA regular season. And so playoff positioning, both the East and the West, obviously up for grabs. Zach Cohen had big things to say about the Pacers earlier today. Kelly is on the Pacers, -9, hosting the Cleveland Cavaliers, looking like 9.5s now, sort of sprinkling across the board. Speaking of Zach, he's on the Pistons tonight. Pistons, -3.5, hosting the Knicks. He's on the T-Wolves, who are laying 1.5 on the road against the Memphis Grizzlies. Plus, he had two futures plays. Don't really often have futures plays in the NBA this late into the season, but Zach did. He's on the Clippers, 17-1 to win the Western Conference. These folks cannot quit the Clip Show. 17-1 to win the West. And the Pacers, which he doesn't expect to get home, but he says will get far enough where he can earn on it, 32-1. The aforementioned Pacers to win the East from Zach earlier on the show as well. Those are your G-Bank best bets of the day, courtesy of G-Bank, the official bank of Visa. And don't forget, Joe Pita has his baseball plays. Pardon me. Before we get to Joe Pita, who went 2-2, he salvaged a 2-2 in Major League Baseball yesterday. And he's been kind enough to give us his picks each and every day here on the show. So he is on the season. I want to get this right on Joe. Joe is 15-12 plus 3.24 units in Major League Baseball. He is on two plays today. He is on the Rays, -129, the Tampa Bay Rays on a Thursday getaway day in most cases in Major League Baseball. He's on the Rays -129. The Rays today are taking on the, who are they taking on? Oh, that would be the Los Angeles Angels. That price is actually better right now than you can get it at. It's about -111 right now. So Joe did not get the best of that. And he is also on the Milwaukee Brewers, -112. Brewers on the road at Coors, that price has gotten away. So that one's a lot worse. That one's at -124. So better number on the first, worse number on the second exist right now. But it's the Rays and the Brewers from Joe Pita. Courtesy of G-Bank, the official bank of VSiN. Once again, each and every show, every host, every guest, every play, recapped at the end by G-Bank, the official bank of VSiN, who's upping the ante with up to a $750 bonus for new G-Bank Visa Signature Card customers. First, new customers who spend $1,000 on eligible purchases within 90 days from account opening receive a $250 bonus. In addition, if you spend $50,000 on gaming and sports app loads within the 30 days of account opening, you'll receive another $500 bonus. That's potentially a $750 bonus. Apply now at VSiN.com/G-Bank. That's VSiN.com/G-Bank. Subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply.
That's the credit card you get 2% back, right?
Yes, sir.
I'm a spokesman for this place. But
you love
paid.
It.
No, it's great. You're going to get the $250 and 2% on all your purchases, but the $500 is almost impossible. But I mean, the $250, what a great credit card, 2%. I have a 2% credit card. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, you also have Edge Boost. Is Edge Boost on the network?
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. This almost sounds too good to be true. What's going on with Edge Boost? You get their card. They pay you, load the card for the sports book. It's really a card intended for sports books and the World Series of Poker.
Yeah.
You don't have to stand online. It's actually a really good card.
You want to go through all the sponsors? ProfitX?
No one else. But I'm just saying, what I'm trying to tell this is a real thing for the cut for the
absolutely.
Viewers.
Yes.
That it's actually, these are things that are in your favor to get these things and they pay you. Actually, that one actually pays you too. It's really interesting times because let me tell you something. Payment solutions years ago, forget about it. No one would take a credit card. No one would take anything. So it's good to have these options. All right. So let me tell you,
the days of NetTeller are etched into our heads.
NetTeller froze my money for everyone in the United States for so many months.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I was getting screwed out of like 50 grand, 60 grand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank God. But no, they were, that was like 20 years ago, by the way. So I have a friend, let's just call him the Wild Stallion. All right. Wild Stallion, I was telling a story about my another friend who was upset about the stock market and how, oh my God, I retired my 401k. I had $1.3 million. It's now $1.1 million. You know, meanwhile, when he retired, it was $700,000. You got to think of that too. No one thinks about the money that they made, only it's in their pocket now. And they're, you know, there's everyone sick. They check every day. And they refresh it five times a day,
that's
no matter
right.
what.
That's
you know,
right.
Like, so, and the Wild Stallion said something to me that's so true. He said, there's no amount of money we as sports bettors can ever feel. So if we're in the market, it's just another thing to me because we have so much winning and losing. It doesn't affect our stock market like Joe Public, who worked so hard for 40 years. Like, we'll get it back. With gambling, we have edges. Like, we'll get it back. And this, you'll get it back. We take it easy, much easier than Joe Public. And he's right.
Well, you said the right word there, feel.
Yeah.
Our feel is distorted in a certain way, right? We're the ones who are sort of distorted. I know for us it's normal. But you're right. The average person.
Oh no, they're right.
Yeah,
we're the wackadoos.
We are the wackadoos.
Yeah,
we are. And that's why you can't. We're such specific people. You can't really explain to someone who's not in this game what it is, our relationship with that kind of stuff, because it is. It's a constant win loss thing, and so the relationship with it is a little different, right? We don't. When you have a big score or if you lose, you don't put it in real life terms in your head. Like, I could just buy a car with this, or I could have lost a car with it. We don't think about that kind of stuff, right? But the average person is their experience is different. Let's put it that way.
You know, you're the best. That's why I love you. You just repeated a word. It's not really a word. Wackadoos.
Yeah.
So I want to tell anyone, tweet me. The first person that tweets me, knowing where the movie that Wackadoos comes from, you're going to get a $500, something worth $500 from me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So the Wackadoo. Yeah. Anyway, he's right, though. We don't feel it because I have an amount of money. I threw some money in the market, you know, a year ago and maybe 2 years ago. And yeah, okay, I gave back a lot of the money. Yes. Yes. I had a nice profit of, I'll just tell you, I had a nice profit of like $20,000. Okay. It went down, and now I'm still overall plus, like, after yesterday, like, $9,000. So I'm happier, $10,000. Even if I was even, it's a long-term thing, and, you know, I know people, and I understand, though, people are getting older, you're retiring, and you that money's a nest egg for your family. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying long-term, it usually is a winning proposition for people, and I just wanted to it was interesting how he related that.
Ryan Hyatt, rarely are we disappointed in Bill Krakenberger when he takes time to join Gil and Kelly on VSiN, but today we are. It took 39 minutes past the hour to talk about great pizza. Unacceptable.
Oh.
Unacceptable.
Did I say great? Oh, pizza.
Pizza, yeah.
I talked about pizza on my podcast, too. My wife actually said you talk about pizza too much, so.
All right, speaking of
it. Listen, it's probably America's favorite food, I would think.
If you had one food to eat and there were no consequences to eating that food, would pizza be that food?
No.
No,
I love a good steak.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
some people
I'm a steak
pizza.
Guy.
Wisecracks, the name of the podcast. Yeah. You and John Orlando.
And Randy McKay. He wasn't on last week, but.
Regular.
Randy comes on almost every week, you know, talk about this different things and, you know.
How many episodes you do a week? One a week?
One a week.
And then the Fox show, you still doing
Fox,
that?
Fox is on the weekend, Fox Sports Radio nationwide. It's on Sirius, one of the 500 networks. Blessed to be on there with Jeff Schwartz and Brian No every Sunday morning. We went year round now, so we're doing 6 to 9 East Coast. I'm sorry, East Coast is 9 to 12. We're doing that, and it football season is great. And I run so stupid on there, giving out picks. how can you run so much better than actually betting? Like sometimes, like I'll put something on there, go to bet it, I forget to bet it. And it's based on maybe the sponsor. They have such good lines on a lot of things. So I do that, and then I actually do. I'm doing some Wager Talk stuff. The year and a half they've been talking to me into helping them out, doing some videos at Westgate and stuff. I go over there. Yesterday I was at South Point all day. Kind of a little upset about a couple. I love South Point. I tweet about it and everything. I can't believe that yesterday I went to the, after playing video poker, losing a good amount of money, I went to the host desk, turned me down for a comp. They said, and they, you know what they told me? You won a jackpot on April 4th of $4,000. That counts against you. So I just lost $1,200. Yeah, but you won $4,000 April 4th. And you want to know what it is? I'm up for the year. Yeah. I've run really good in video poker.
That's how they calculate, yeah.
I'm up for the year there. And but I was shocked. You should never tell a customer that you won for the you won a jackpot 3 weeks ago after losing $1,200. You should never tell a customer that. So I'm kind of upset at them right now. And, you know, I'm real fair. I talk good and bad about everything.
You do.
You know?
You do that. All right. Aaron Rye, Stephen Yeager, tied atop the leaderboard here in the early stages of the Masters, both four under with a two-stroke lead over the rest of the field. Stormy is next. Stormy with Grace Remington. Money Moves at noon, top of the hour, noon Eastern, each and every Monday through Friday. Coming back at VSiN.